The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host. I just had a click in my ear. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And it is Monday. It is the 14th day of May, 2018. And Steve Elkins, are you with me, sir?
I am here, John.
How are you?
Doing good. Not swimming away. We had a lot of rain down here, so the whole week rained out.
Yeah, you're going to get a whole lot more. While there's a high pressure sitting over Texas right now, we haven't had any rain here to speak of in weeks. And this is our rainy season. And this high is stalled right over Texas, and what is stalled right on the Gulf Coast is that low pressure that's not going anywhere. And I, from what I'm hearing, some weather reports are predicting up to 40 inches of rain in Florida.
Well, I've got two kayaks, so I'm in pretty good shape.
It's the heat and the humidity. I can't stand God's waiting room, man.
Now
I come from a long line of sweaters. You know, I'm okay until such a point where I get overheated, and my mother had the same problem. I would just continually drip. Once it starts to happen, my body just pumps out fluid like it's going out of style just to try to cool myself down. And down in Florida, the people that love Florida love Florida, and there's nothing, no two ways about it. But when it gets 90, 95 degrees, and it rains every stinking day in Florida, now it's 90 degrees with 100% humidity. And I just couldn't hack it. Couldn't hack it.
But you know, 100% humidity when you're sitting in a pool is not a big deal, John.
Well, but when the sky nice parts and there's lightning bolts lighting up the neighborhood, it might be a little bit dangerous. I don't know.
Yeah.
But see, here in Texas, it's a dry heat.
Yeah.
We get the temperatures, but it's only about 30% humidity.
Well, you got me beat there.
Well, and I play a weatherman on TV, just as you do a doctor. do we have Regina? We've got a guest today. Regina Imbergia. Did I pronounce that
perfect? Absolutely perfect.
I'll never use it again because the last time you were on, Regina, I just butchered your last name. And I guess with some people, they just have a hard time with certain words. But I've got it now, Imbergia.
That's right.
How about that? I'm so proud of myself.
Hey, look, you should be.
Yeah, thank you. You've got a deal going on here, and you're one of the few people. And bless you for doing this. You're one of these people that have picked a subject that is near and dear to their heart, and they just go after it. And you have been absolutely a mainstay on the issue of fluoride in our water. And you've done a lot of work up in Dallas, but I was surprised to hear you had a little bit of help that came into town. And let me see if I remember this correctly. It was the one that they did a movie on where it was PG&E dumping hexavalent chlorine, which was causing deaths and all kinds of weird stuff happening to people. And, of course, Pacific Gas and Electric was in flat denial of it, even saying that, hey, you know, some of this stuff is actually healthy for you. Well, what I'm in reference to is the movie Aaron Brockovich, based on a real-life goings-on. That was all factually based, by the way. And it was the largest payout in a lawsuit in U.S. history. Now, what I find interesting is the ne'er-do-wells up there in and around Dallas started to accuse you of sensationalizing this by Aaron Brockovich coming in, and I guess you told me she came in to Dallas April 5th?
That is correct, yes.
If you would, Regina, tell people about that thing and what she had done, and she did this, by the way, folks, on her own dime. And this is one of her, how should I say, pet peeves or pet projects, if you will. She knows about the fluoride in the water, and when I know that Aaron Brockovich is hot on a subject like that, I know you're on the right path.
That's right. Well, okay, so what happened was in the Dallas area, but Dallas is very large, and Dallas services about over 2 million people in 25 cities. Just the north of us is another municipal water district, and it's called North Texas Municipal Water District. It services about 1.7 million people and 80 communities. Well, during the end of February into March 28th, they were doing what was called a chlorine burn because they put chloramine in the water to treat the water, to disinfect the water. But it then produces byproducts. So once a year, they stop the ammonia, which feeds the organic material, and they just run pure chlorine, okay? Well, in about the end of February, people were smelling the water, and they were getting rashes, and they were experiencing all kinds of things, like their cats were not drinking the water, and then they were having renal failure and all this kind of stuff. So Aaron Brockovich got all these letters from people telling her there's a problem with the water and that the water district was saying it's safe, it's safe, it's safe. Well, this group of three moms got together, and they started a Facebook group that's called Safer Water North Texas. And within 3 weeks, they had 10,000 members. Now, these were all organic members. You know, they didn't ship over a whole group of people. And when Erin got so many, you know, thousands of letters, she drew more attention to the area. And so she agreed to come to help the people fight this, in other words. Because she came and she said, I remember being the person seeing two-headed frogs, and I would tell them, there is a problem with this water. And all I kept hearing was, no, 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 it's safe. It's not a problem. You're wrong. You're crazy. And she just wanted to come here to give support to the people that you're not crazy. Keep pushing. And you should be able to expect cleaner water, okay? So she came, like I said, and this all happened within 3 days. Now, I'm part of this. Now, this group was started by these other women, and Jamie Stevens is one of them, Amanda, and then Lee Wilcox, okay? They started the Facebook, but quite right away, we needed to put on this event, and I've put on events for a long time. So I'm part of the core group that helped put the event on, but it was Safer Water North Texas that really hosted it. And like you said before, Erin came on her time and her dime, but what the water district tried to say was, oh, this starlet came, this Hollywood person came, and that's why the people are all up in arms, because this activist is trying to stir up trouble, in other words, or to get a lawsuit. And they just started slandering the whole movement as though it was publicity stunt and all that stuff, but it wasn't. So Erin came, made sure that she came for the event, and she said, I'm going back home, but if you need me, I'm still hanging in the rafters here. But it's your baby, and move on it. And so that's why I've made this event that's going to be tomorrow, because we don't want this momentum to die down, because we have got the attention of the water districts now. the local newspapers were, after she left and they realized it wasn't just a stunt, they took the issues more seriously, and they were doing a little bit more fair reporting. Okay.
Yeah.
a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. We've heard that there's such a thing as fake news. And I, yeah. You know, I find this rather fascinating that she's an activist, the cause celeb, whatever. She was actually working for a lawyer. And she ran across this, and she started to talk to people that were having problems, health problems, and she actually, by just talking to people, became aware that she didn't start out as an activist looking for a place to happen on a cause. She was actually working for a lawyer, and this information started to filter into her, and she took it to her boss. And I forget the lawyer's name. It was played, I think, Albert Finney played the lawyer. And right. This guy, he knew what he was up against. Mm-hmm. And the guy had to hawk his house. Actually, he had a second mortgage on his house. And she was so convincing, and she did such a thorough job of collecting the information. He had to bring on another law firm in order to pay for it, because they're, you know, laboratory and test and all this other stuff that they had
right.
to do, really expensive stuff. But she pulled it off, and PG&E ended up with, egg on her face and everybody else, and ended up with the hexamine chloride or whatever the heck that stuff was right. that was rotting their bodies away. I mean, it was a feel-good moment for a lot of people, and that was the biggest payout. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up in detail, Regina, is because if it turns out that this fluoride that they're putting in everybody's water, and as you pointed out, who is testing the testers? How much
exactly.
of this stuff is actually in the water? Because we've got people, I was just reading something associated with you and the group. There was somebody that had quarter horses. And had
from
2012, they had four quarter horses that basically died of chlorine contamination or fluoride contamination, I should say.
This is the horses drink about 30 gallons of water a day, so it's all the negative effects of the fluoride. They're going to get it even more so. And so this goes back to, I'm going to play a clip of a video at our event tomorrow, and it's called Poisoned Horses, and it's a YouTube. It's like 37 minutes long. And what happened was this lady, and this is in Colorado, she had the same problem. And when her horses died, they actually took the bone in the leg, and they did a test on it, and they tested for everything. And it came down to, conclusively, because they had no other problem, it was the fluoride that killed the horses. So
Regina, were we looking at nephrotoxicity here? Were the horses' kidneys shut down?
No. It was. You know, I don't know. I don't want to say
because
that
normally I see excessive amounts of fluoride like that. They talk about nephrotoxicity, that your kidneys shut down. And I was wondering maybe if they're drinking 30 gallons a day, I would wonder if the kidneys shut down, basically, is what would happen.
Well, she's not a veterinarian, and the voice that you just heard, Regina, is Steve Elkins, and he actually is a registered nurse. You've been doing that for in ICU, and you've been doing this for how many years?
24
years. You've seen.
Wow.
You've seen a little bit of just about everything.
Yeah, well, I did a little bit of homework on this today, and I've got some questions. So shoot away here, Regina. Get going here. This is good stuff.
Okay.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, do you want to ask your questions first, or?
Go ahead and let her. I'll ask the questions a little later. I wrote them out, so we'll have time for it.
Okay. Perfect. Very good. Well, at any rate, so this little to-do is going on tomorrow. Safe Water North Texas, by the way, that's safewaternTX.org.
Correct.
For you folks out
there. Sorry about that, too. Yeah, go ahead.
For you folks out there, and by the way, I'm reading directly off the site, they had 13,000. It grew from 20, 30 people to 13,000 plus in less than a month. And these are people that are concerned about their health. And Regina, I'm here to tell you that people are concerned about their drinking water, and they have been for a number of years. A lot of people will just use reverse osmosis water, where most of the stuff is taken out along with some pretty good minerals that you should have. But people do not trust their water, because most of the stuff that's in the water, aside from the fluoride, chlorine we can smell, but water, people equate, well, it's clean water if it looks clear in my glass. But they're
right.
Then they began to do some research. Then they started to educate themselves of a whole bunch of things that are in their water, and literally the water filter industry in this country just literally exploded. And how many bottled water drinkers do you see out there? Is it cheaper just to get a little bottle, fill it up at the tap when you go hiking or you go jogging? Well, of course it is. And all you're buying, this bottled water, is filtered city water anyhow. Most of it is that. So people got real concerned about this, but they didn't understand the contamination problem that our water has.
That's right. You know, the Internet's been wonderful, and people like you, you know, that would be a place for them to share their ideas, and then they start talking to other people, and that's what's happened this time. I think in other years when they've done these burns, people have thought, wow, my water smells bad, but nobody really connected together. But by the fact of, you know, more knowledge being out there and more people talking and the mistrust, because with the Flint, Michigan thing, it kind of shook the ABC agencies a little bit, you know, because they kept saying for 2.5 years, it's safe. And it was activists. It was moms that kept pushing it. And then one doctor coming forward. And now there's indictments and, you know, but how many people have been injured for the rest of their life? I mean, a lot of those people are not going to be the same. And that's the passionate part of Erin. So this is what you were telling the story. So she was that person that saw something, but what bugged her even more was nobody was going to look into it. And that made her very mad because these poor people were suffering. And she's got a very strong side to her. Let me tell you, she's a tough woman. She's very attractive and very feminine, but she's tough. She's got a way to talk, let me tell you. And so she is like, no. You don't listen to them when they say it's safe. You keep pushing. You demand the test. That's what she did when she came. She was telling the people, stand up. Don't just listen. Stick with it and keep pushing.
Yeah.
So she's a woman after my own heart. Because, you know, like I've been fighting for this for 5 years. And it's because of that passion. It's like, I'm going to win this for sure, eventually. Because there is no... there's no fluoridation. There's nothing good about it at all. And they've just been hanging on. You know, 97% of the world doesn't fluoridate. And it's just because of the propaganda and because of the way the media is and because, you know, it's been able to be propped up. But the day is coming. It's going down.
Well,
and we're not going to give up.
Regina, just recently I discovered that nitrates in the water can also cause liver cancer, thyroid cancer. There's all kinds of things. And the stuff, you can't smell it. You can't see it. You know, people trying to make profit off of fracking. You know, they pump chemicals into the ground. Yeah, it's water, basically, under pressure, but there's chemicals in there to loosen the stuff up from the shale and the rock to push that stuff out of the ground. This goes directly into our water tables. And here's another one while I'm off a beaten track here. Here's another one I got for you. Regina, do you have brakes on your car?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you have rubber tires?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, and then why is it they're not permanent and they have to be replaced? And if they're wearing out, where is all that stuff going? Millions and millions of pounds of this stuff.
That's a good point. That's right.
It's one I've never heard anybody bring up. It's just one of those things.
I haven't either.
In the quiet of the night, I sometimes wonder about. Okay, everybody, hang on. We're going to take a 3-minute break. Regina Ambrosia is our guest today, along with Steve Elkins, my sidekick. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. We'll also take your calls as well. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. By the way, Regina, how many people I was just reading the website, safewaternorthtexas.org, and I was reading that there were limited tickets. How many people showed up for that April 5th deal?
Oh, there were 500, and those tickets went within 24 hours.
Wow.
We opened it up first to the group for $5 a ticket for the first, certain amount of hours. Then it was $10 a ticket, and then we were down to just a few tickets, and they were $20. So
wow.
It was like we had the venue only held 500, and we put it together quickly, but it was sold out. Yeah. Yep. People are hungry to share their stories and to find an answer and to see what we can do about it.
Well, and not only that, but enlisting the help of people that can move an issue along, that can really bring gravity to it and bring attention to it. I mean, you were on this program, what, over a year ago?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember. About a year. I'd say it's about a year. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I do not, I'm not a big water drinker anyhow, but I'll tell you one thing I do not do. Is I do not drink tap water, and I don't care even if it's filtered through a water filter. I just will not drink the stuff. My animals don't drink the stuff. You know, I give them a multi.
Good.
I give them a multivitamin, and I give them the reverse osmosis water to clean most of the crap out of it. And guess what? I got a cat that's 16 years old, and he's cancer free.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Because during this time. a lot of animals were having, when renal failure, and they were having serious problems, especially the cats more than the dogs. Mm-hmm. But there were a few dogs that actually had seizures, and they had never had any seizure problem, and when they went to the vet could not understand it, and then they went back to drinking the bottled water, and they didn't have one again. So a lot of strange things, a lot of skin rashes, burning eyes. And what's very serious about this is the inhalation of, see, what happens is it produces THMs, okay? Trihalomethanes, I think it is. And by the way, Steve, let me tell you something. Yes, I am an activist that cares, okay? And I'm not a scientist at all, and I say words wrong and all that stuff. But I at least get out there and try to put a venue on and understand it basically, that it's not good. And these trihalomethanes, there's really no regulation on them. So you actually inhale more than you ingest. And pregnant women with their first trimester, there is data. It's in there, that a lot of miscarriages from it.
So I was looking over some of that information.
Serious.
A couple of questions for you, Regina, real quick here.
The movement itself,
how much is addressing the issue of the groundwater? We're talking about the granite, the fluoride leaching out of the granite into the wells versus what's being added to our water by the state, by the government. How much is it? Is it half and half, 50-50 situation here or not?
Well, in Dallas, right now, there's about 0.23 parts per million fluoride, naturally occurring fluoride. And that's a different product, you see, because it's like a calcium fluoride.
Right.
The big thing that we're talking about is they are adding hydrofluorosilicic acid, and that's an a fertilizer industry byproduct that has arsenic, lead, mercury, barium, uranium. And this is just totally insane that this is what they're adding to the water.
Well,
can be stopped tomorrow.
Wait, Regina, hold. Let's back up here a little bit. By the way,
sure.
I empathize with you about pronunciation of words. And again, I apologize because the last time you were on, I couldn't say your last name. So
good.
But
that's why I say, don't worry about it.
Well, no.
I like when other people can't pronounce it because I feel like they'll understand when I don't.
I made this a personal challenge.
Wait a minute.
Let me back up here. Now, you said that what is in this chlorine is what? Repeat that listing.
I will. But it's not the chlorine. See, we kind of have a crossover of events going on here. The bulk of the people that got concerned about their water is because what you said, they could smell something. And when they could smell it and then they had all these reactions, they knew it was the water, right? Now, and the pets wouldn't drink it, blah, blah, blah. But fluoride and the other things in the water, you don't smell them.
Yeah.
So they're affecting them all the time, and they have been affecting them. So it's the fluoride, the way they raise the fluoride in the water, they actually add HFS, which is hydrofluorosilicic acid. And that comes from the production of the phosphate fertilizer industry, okay?
Uh-huh.
So it comes because the way it's mined and everything, it's layered in where uranium is and other things, plus it has the mercury, lead, arsenic. And I can say those three things very specifically because when the batches are delivered to the cities, they will actually have how much of these three items are in there. Now, there's more bad items in there, but they're not listed anymore. They used to list those, but now they only list those top three items. And like for arsenic, it's 10 or equal to 100 parts per billion, okay? And that's how they're not supposed to exceed that. So the last two deliveries of the paperwork that I had, they were right at 100 parts per billion. So they're putting this arsenic in our water. It's insane.
Okay, folks, everybody hang on. Thank you. We got to take another 3-minute break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. This is something that everybody should be interested in. And I mean everybody. Try going a couple of days without water and see what happens to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By the way, folks, our archives, something happened with a connection to a server someplace, and people are inquiring. We're in the middle of fixing it. That's why Mike was late getting back to the board to push up the pot here, but we're aware of the archive problem, and we're taking care of that at any rate. We're talking with Regina Imbergia, and there is a deal coming up tomorrow. This is Tuesday, May 15th, and folks, you may want to attend this because guess what? Your very life might depend on it. This is going to be at Garland Plaza Theater, and the address, and I'll give you a second here to grab a piece of paper, driving down the highway listening to the show. Don't get in an accident, but here's the address. I'll repeat it twice. That's the Garland Plaza Theater in Garland, Texas. And the physical address is 521 West State Street. And I'll even give you the zip if you want to go up there and MapQuest it or whatever. The zip is 75040. That address again, time, 7 to 9 p.m., and that is Central Time, Tuesday, May 15th at the Garland Plaza Theater. 521 West State Street in Garland, Texas, 75040. And the local health experts are coming together to discuss these water issues and share information with the public. Dr. Neil Carman, in biochemistry, is coming from Austin to speak on the trihalomethanes that Regina just spoke about, the chloramines, the fluoride, and more. Also, Dr. Paul Connett, PhD, will bring the crowd up to date on information about the lawsuit against the EPA. You mean the Environmental Protection Agency isn't protecting us, Regina?
That is exactly right. That, you know, people got a real education with this, because when the water department's telling the people, no, it's safe, we meet all the averages, we are meeting all the standards, and then the people got an education because, I mean, it can be as high as 100 and down to 20, and then you have your average of 80, and they say they're doing a good job. So
hey, Regina, a couple questions real quick here. Gina,
sure.
Are you getting any mainstream media helping you out on this situation, getting the education out there at all or not?
Yes, we were. News media was there because we were requiring the cities to do retesting, and they wanted to see what the results were going to be, and the city failed. This one city failed badly. Okay.
Second question, follow-up. Is it going to be recorded so we can watch it on YouTube later on? Is this going to be recorded at all?
Absolutely. I have actually two people videoing it because you know how things happen, and a person that's going to live stream it through Facebook.
Okay. One more question.
Can I
jump in? John, I'm squeezing you out today. Sorry.
No, you're not squeezing me at all.
Okay, well, I've just, you know, as a nurse, I go everything from head to toe, different systems. And so I did a little research today, and I'm glad I had the time to do so. And this is a great topic, by the way. You know, I'm going to come on your bandwagon for this issue here, and I'm going to ask you to come on my bandwagon when I talk about later on with the mandatory vaccines. We'll talk about that another time.
I'm on board with you. Okay,
Thank you. We're on the same page then. You know, head to toe, I looked at, you talked about the fetal tissue and about miscarriages, which I found very interesting. So I did a little homework today and found out neurologically, that it affects neurodevelopment, which is really interesting. So going down the list here, GI, discomfort, and I assume probably some absorption issues of digestion, some problems there along with pain. But the endocrine system I thought was really interesting, that I found that fluoride suppresses the effect on the thyroid, especially if you are low on iodine, you're deficient in your iodine. So we got a little problem with the endocrine system here. And then, of course, I mentioned nephrotoxicity with the kidneys. Your kidneys can shut down if you have too much accumulation. Skeletal, bones, deformities, developmental problems with your bone structure, density problems, which probably was what you're going to find out with those horses when they did the bone density, the samples there. I think you're going to find out they probably also had kidney failure, but also probably had bone density issues. They probably have brittle bones, basically kind of an osteoporosis for horses. But what I did find out, really interesting here, get this, that the World Health Organization, WHO, recommends a level of fluoride between 0.5 milligrams to 1 milligram per liter. I had no idea they even addressed this issue. It's amazing. This is a great subject to talk about. I'm glad you're here. And I hope you get a really good turnout. Why did you guys pick a Tuesday instead of like a weekend?
Well, several reasons. It was much more economical. And also, you know, you got your pluses and minuses with weekends. Sometimes you can't get people there on the weekends. It's just the vote was and the cost was and the availability was, and I wanted to get it done quickly. So that's why we picked Tuesday.
Well, you know, John's mentioned this little phrase that we use around here. I love it, Occam's razor. Are you familiar with Occam's razor?
No. Tell me about it.
Okay, John, you want to explain it? You probably explain it.
Generally, when somebody mentions Occam's razor, Regina, it is simply just this. More often than not, the simplest explanation is the correct one.
Right.
Mm.
So with that, I want to say that when is the last time you've ever seen a public service announcement telling you about, you know, the reason they're putting all this fluoride in the water is for what? To prevent dental disease. Okay, I get that. But they kind of jump over the problem and go to a different solution versus the really easy solution was, to have a public service announcement about proper technique and brushing your teeth, flossing your teeth, different things you could be doing. And they don't even talk about that at all. They just jump right to this, let's dump the fluoride in the water, and with no idea or cause and effect what might happen with the accumulation. And I had a question. I wish you had more of a science background on this, because I'd ask you if there's – maybe you might know. Is there a possibility that we are accumulating it in our bodies?
Yes.
Over time, I was thinking about the brushing the teeth thing. So we brush our teeth a couple times a day, and we're absorbing through our oral mucosa this fluoride. So along with what we're drinking and other areas, we're picking up fluoride. And I also found out 20% of our modern pharmaceuticals contain fluoride, which I did not know that. So we're getting bombarded in many different areas here.
That's right. And that is a concern. And that's why this EPA lawsuit is going forward. This is very exciting. By the way, only 50% leaves your body. That's a healthy body. And 50% leaves your body. It is accumulated. And especially Hispanics and Blacks, they have an outward sign of fluoride toxicity in the body is fluorosis of the teeth. So if you go to the WHO, WHO again, they talk about fluorosis and they call it a disease. And that's the speckled spots on your teeth, okay?
Right.
Now, the thing of it is that's happening inside your body, too. It happens to your bones and all that stuff. And so they know that it affects the Hispanics and Blacks more because they have upwards towards 55% of 12-year-olds have at least one tooth with this spottiness, okay? But let me tell you about the EPA lawsuit really quick. The deal of it is in 2 years ago, they did it, we and I was part of it, a citizen's petition to the EPA to question the fact that they're not doing a good job of monitoring poisons in our water. And we specifically were mentioning fluoride, okay? And it got ignored. They said, no, we are. We're doing a good job. Go away. Well, last year, Michael Connett, which is a lawyer, he's Dr. Paul Connett's son. They put forward a TSCA. They were suing the EPA under the Toxic Substance Control Act, right? Instead of another way, that's what they did. And so they went to the judge, and of course the EPA said, throw this away. They have no standing. And the judge from the Ninth Circuit in California, he said, no, let me look at this. And just like what you said, there's tons of studies showing that it affects your thyroid, and other parts of your body. And the judge said, he got mad at the EPA and said, what are you talking about? I want to move this forward. Now, this just happened in December 2017. They came a hearing later, 1 month later, where here we are now in February, right? And the EPA said, okay, you're moving it forward, but they can't do any more discovery. The only studies they can bring and we can discuss and is what they have in their first petition. And the judge denied the EPA again and said, no, they will have full right to discovery and all that. So I want to tell you, this just happened. The trial is set for August 2019, and the judge gave the people fighting the EPA, which is 6 nonprofit and fluoridealert.org is in Paul Connett, is one of the people of the 6 nonprofits, 8 days of trial. So this is the first time that these people that have been saying that fluoride is good, we'll see how many experts can come forward. But we know we have the truth on our side that this is not safe, it's not effective, and it's damaging to health. So this is very exciting. Did I talk too much?
Another question I have, Regina. How much of this you think actually was pre-planned to actually boost the bottled water market? I always look at some of these things when they come up with these new ideas of putting fluoride in the water, putting this chemical water. They have a little agenda to push, and it's usually commerce. And I wonder how much of that might be been to push the bottled water industry.
You know, both of you are real interesting because when he talked about the tires and that, I hadn't heard that before, but I do know that they talk about different things in the groundwater that's rushing into the groundwater. And then now you're bringing up the bottled water industry. Well, we do know it's a booming industry in America. what's interesting, when I was at one of the city council meetings, a person was sitting next to me, and they said they had gotten back from Denmark, and they went in to look for bottled water. And the people were like, why are you looking for bottled water? We have good water. We don't have to have they don't sell bottled water in other countries, you know? So you're right. It's a big, big industry. And look at all the trash it's causing, all the bottles and trash, and it's just insane.
And look at all the discovery that's been made with a lot of these companies. The only thing that they do is tap into the municipal water supplies, complete with chlorine and fluoride and everything else, and they run it through a filtration system that doesn't take any of the stuff out, just the sediments and any stuff. They put it in a bottle, charge you an outrageous price. And people, when I first saw this, Regina, I was amazed. And it started out to be, well, what are those things called, the little spinner things there, Steve? It's like
the fidget spinner?
The fidget spinner. Well, I kind of looked at it as kind of like a fad. And I thought, well, this isn't going to stick around. I mean, number one, you're putting water that hasn't been filtered, and you're putting it in plastic.
Plastic that's going to drain it out. Yeah, you're right.
And then the plastic itself, it's not biodegradable. The stuff is ending up in our landfills. It's ending up in our oceans. People can't even imagine. And again, we're going down another rabbit trail, but, you know, because of we're generating millions and millions and millions and literally millions of these plastic containers, and they're ending up in our landfills, and God knows what's leaching out of that after it starts to break down. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to mention here, and I did not know this aspect of it, and this is kind of interesting. You've got a guy that is, a woman, Liz James, an RPH, and that is a
pharmacist.
Yeah, but what's the Steve? Do you know what the RPH means?
No, I can't think offhand. Registered PH.
Well, a pharmacist, I would say it was a registered pharmacist something rather. But at any rate, Liz James is going to be there, and she's a pharmacist from Anna, Texas, and a member of the Safer Water North Texas, who noticed the connection between the yearly chlorine burn and an uptick in nausea medications prescribed at her pharmacy. So here's people coming in, and they've got problems with digestion, and she's going, wait a minute here, does this have a correlation? Something that I never ever considered.
We are so blessed to have this. You know, Steve, you're going to appreciate this. She came, and she was just, because I held the microphone, and we had some people telling their stories, and then Aaron Brockovich at the event. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, she came to Anna, and she said, this must be...
You're fuzzing out on me, Regina.
Oh, no. I didn't move or anything. Is that any better?
Just hold out your left foot and raise your right hand.
John, by the way, the RPH is a pharmacist, but I've never used it, but it's pharmacist.
Okay. So anyhow, Regina.
And so she came to the mic, and she's the one that offered the idea to Aaron, and we are moving on this, that there is a way that you can track what drugs are being sold more, what trending, and it doesn't have anything to do with HIPAA. You're not going to know who's getting them, but all these drugs are tabulated, or however you want to say it. And she said you can literally see in the month of the burn from February 28th to March 28th, the uptick of nausea medicine, like is it called Finagrin or different things. And so she saw this, and she said, she's at CVS, and she said all this. I work for CVS, and Walgreens is across the street. She talked to the Walgreens, and they saw the same thing. So she now is saying to us, if you want me, tell me the specific illnesses like fluoride. What's fluoride? And then let's see if we can do a correlation of how many drugs are, you know, what uptick there is. So it's an interesting study, and that she totally is convinced that it's coming from the water, and that as soon as the burn is over, you don't see as much of this people needing this. So,
well,
anyways.
Yeah, there are more and more cases. And by the way, callers, hang on. We'll get to your calls after this break. 800-313-9443. I'm going to get the bulk of this information out. without getting sidetracked here, but what I'm seeing here is liver cancers, pancreatic, and people that are having this pancreatic cancer, by the time it's discovered and diagnosed, they're on a lot of stages in stage four. And that stage four is take care of your personal stuff. Make sure you got a living will because you're checking out of this thing here pretty quick. People are just dropping dead of all sorts of different things, but it's okay because we've got people like the EPA that are as honest can be, you know, with the vaccines and all that other stuff. And, you know, don't worry. We got a government agency that's there looking out for your best interest, when in reality, they're there for the commercial interest and your health. Be damned. Let's take this break. Roxanne, Sovereign Man, and others will take your calls after this break. My guest today, Regina Imbergia.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To the phones we go. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne. Hello.
John?
Yes.
Steve. Good evening.
Hey.
I've seen that. I was 36 years in radiology, and I've seen exactly what it does to humans. But I did remember reading the literature or the case study of those horses. I remember, and I pulled it back up, and it's by L-E-N-N-A-R-T. E-K-R-O-K. and Kathy, J-U-S-T-U-S.
Yeah, Kathy and Kathy, Kathy and Wayne Justice.
Uh-huh. And they did find dental fluorosis, crooked leg, hoof deformities. They found what we call in the medical world DISH. It's called diffuse idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis. And basically all that is along the spinal column, it just keeps shooting out calcium. Boom, boom, boom. And it's kind of, if you think of a bone spur type of thing, you know, like you see it on the foot, but you see it on the spine too. And that's what causes, like, stiffness and inflamed tendons. And then it also has a reduced bone marrow absorption. And in those horses, they found it in, I think it was 2 years they found that. Also, this is called endostenosis. That's little bone islands. And I've seen them in people's hands. But just think of little spiky protrusions within the bone, like in a finger or something. But that's what goes on. And as far as, you know, like Mr. Elkins was describing, what happens, it tears down the mucosal layer in the gut. And your gut is, you know, second to the brain as far as neurological conditions. And I'll let you get to your next callers.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Roxanne.
Bye-bye.
I would also probably say it must interfere with their E. coli in their gut also for absorption and digestion. So I would assume. I don't know for sure, but that's a good question to ask. Actually, Regina, when you meet all these science people tomorrow,
okay,
ask them that question about the horse situation there with that horse case. I'd like to know more about that.
I will.
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking as you were talking about that. And what did you say, Steve, that it caused in the bones of horses?
It looks like it causes a bone density problem. So they would, the hoof or the bone density, so they would probably have fractures.
Okay.
You know, be more prone to fractures.
Is that similar to osteoporosis?
Yeah, I just kind of assimilated to a human. Would it be like an osteoporosis? Yeah, but this was actually caused by the chemical itself, fluoride. So, which ours is actually degenerative because as we get older and older, we produce less and less calcium. And a lot of people don't take enough calcium in, so we get the osteoporosis. But, I would just kind of a correlation kind of situation there. That's it.
No, but they have explained this too, that it does happen in humans because in China, you know, they have a lot of natural fluoride, which is even not as bad as what we have, but they have a lot of it. And their bodies are all twisted and at very young ages, and they do have this fluorosis of their bones. And what was explained to me one time is like you have a wooden bowl, and it's hard, and you have a crystal bowl. And you drop them both, but the crystal bowl is going to fracture and break. And that's what's happening. The bones are getting so hard, and the teeth. So they have more teeth eruptions that kind of the you hear everybody nowadays needs implants, you know? Mm. And so supposedly they're making the teeth hard, but they made them so hard that they became brittle. So it's working counter on, you know, the productive. And
we've gone from
hurting the body in other ways too.
We've gone from strong teeth to brittle teeth that might split and
crack. Exactly.
All right. Top of the hour break here. We'll put out the call-in number one more time, 800-313-9443. Do not wait to the last half hour of the program. Please do not. Make your call now. We'll be back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.